Phoneboy Speaks, episode 286, A Place for My Web Stuff.
There's a lot of ways to host a website, and when I first started putting content up, the way to do it is what they called a shared web host. And so like an ISP would host a machine with a number of instances of Apache or whatever, and you could put whatever you want on it. As long as it was a web page or it would run in a virtual Apache. It's just, and then they started getting more complicated, allowing PHP and other sort of things. It's nice for somebody who is maybe not somebody somebody just wants to put up a web page and or have some flexibility but doesn't want to maintain the server infrastructure. However, the problem you've got is that it's a shared resource, and so one person's website on that same server could easily take you down. Or if they have a problem with that machine, it's a problem with that machine, and lots of customers are affected. So, and I'm looking at this because thinking about this again, because my dream host bill is, in a few months, I'm going to decide whether I'm going to stay with Dream Host for another year or do something else. What I'm thinking about moving to is for phoneboy.com anyway, because I think I need to keep it on WordPress because I'm running this podcast and I've got a couple thousand entries in there. So I'm not really interested in doing a platform migrate or anything like that. But I want to be able to run my website the way that I've been running it. So the next option is like a virtual private server, or even this kind of gets into Amazon Web Services and stuff. Amazon Web Services is probably a little bit expensive, but there's different virtualization solutions that are available in the cloud that you basically get a machine that looks like it's a virtual container that runs, looks like an operating system, and you can pretty much do anything you want in it. And you can get these instances for, in some cases for like nothing. There it's just speccing out how much RAM and how much bandwidth and such. And there's lots of different options out there. You can get something for a few bucks a month. Again, depending on the operator that provides it, there's still some amount of assembly. And of course, now you're responsible for maintaining this whole machine that's out in the cloud. And so what? It's an option, and you can do what you want. But with great power comes great responsibility. The third basic approach is something like a Squarespace, which I'm sure you've heard a number of ads for Squarespace. And the idea is that they provide a platform on which you can build your own website. That they maintain the back end, you just provide the content. And there's Squarespace. There's also Posthaven, which is made by the guys from Postgres. I've talked about them on the past. There's of course Google Blogger and Google websites and lots of other very similar services, and WordPress.com even. So you can host your blog, if that's all you're going to do, right, is a blog, and you're not doing anything terribly fancy and you don't really want to have to move your content, then a service like that might be acceptable. And there, the cost will depend on the service. In some cases, it's free. In Posthaven's case, it's $5 a month. And honestly, those platforms are nice because, again, as an end user, I don't have to maintain anything. And for a place to put content, those places are pretty good. However, if I want to do anything fancy, well, I'm out of luck. So I think what's going to end up happening is that I'll probably move away from DreamHost shared hosting and just host everything on, most of my websites are already on, Posthaven, but phoneboy.com, because it has a podcast and I've got 2,000 articles and just moving it's a pain. I'm probably going to keep that running in sort of a VPS or whatever, but of course then I'm going to maintain that. This is the thought process. And for anybody who wants to host a website, basically those are your three options. It's either a shared web host, running your own server, in a virtualized environment, or using one of these pre-canned services. And unfortunately, those are the, you know, I'm sure somebody could come up with variations on those three. And in fact, I know there's lots of variations on those three. So, again, if you're looking to do a website, I mean, I guess, you know, now, you know, the other thing is you don't even need to do a website. You just point people at your Facebook. And I mean, companies do that, and that's, or Facebook or Twitter, your own favorite social network. I mean, that's a, again, it's a possibility too, but I don't know too many people who do that. I think they would prefer to have their own service, or you know, they want to use something that has an actual URL that's not long and easy to tell people. And so that you want to host a domain, you need to have a place to put that domain and throw up a web page, and you know, social networks don't do that. But of course, a real website, whether again with one, regardless of which option you choose, there they're all good options. It just depends on what you're trying to accomplish, and you know, of course, you have to understand the pros and the cons to make sure that it's going to work for you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.